headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And welcome to Community Voice. Good morning. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, and this morning's episode of Community Voice with Your Haven, the place for recovery, is currently being live streamed on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, Director Christopher Martin, or member of the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team, Canton Cook, feel free to throw those in the chat. I'd be happy to read those out to them. And of course, as always, you know, like the video, share the video, help us spread the good word of Your Haven, the place of recovery. So we're very excited to have them on the show today. We're going to be talking about their upcoming fundraiser event, the Andrew Campbell Memorial Golf Tournament. It's going to be April 18th. Registration deadline is April 3rd, so you still got a little time. Get in there and get your registration in if you'd like to play. But of course, sponsorship levels are still open as well. We'll talk all about those. A bit about the tournament, but of course, lots about the organization for folks who may not have tuned into a previous episode with Your Haven before. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Well, thank you both for waking up bright and early and joining us on the program.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we first start with a bio, you know, an origin story, as they say in the superhero movies, right? Tell us a bit about you, a bit about your position as well. If we could, let's start with Christopher.
Yes, sir. Good morning. My name is Christopher Martin. I'm the director of Your Haven Recovery. My journey started as a kid. I grew up in, I guess, the outlaw lifestyle where, you know, things were glorified. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just grew up and that's the way it was. So that led me into quite a bit of trouble. I've spent quite a bit of time incarcerated. I've been homeless. I've lost my kids. I battled addiction for many years. And you know, I decided it was enough. Enough was enough. I wanted to, you know, leave a legacy for my kids, to be there for my kids, be a present father, you know. And so I decided to, you know, to make a difference, not only make a difference in my life, but it didn't sit right with me to leave the community the way that it was.
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing people suffering just like you were.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel responsible for some of the problem, you know. So it didn't sit right with me just to go on about my life and leave the community the way I left it, you know, the way it was. So I set out to make a difference. I got plugged in at Your Haven. It's a wonderful place. They showed me how to live life again, you know, because I was sober, but I was lost. I didn't, you know, my whole life was wrapped around addiction and the getting and using and, you know, drugs. And so, you know, I got plugged in. I volunteered everywhere I could. Every time they needed me, you know, stuck myself in everywhere, and went through, got my CARES certification, and applied for the director's position, and we just, God's took it from there, man.
How many years were you volunteering with the organization before you became the director?
About 6 months.
Wow, that's awesome. I think that it's a testament to how serious you were about making an impact, making a change in the local community.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, as far as your life now, I imagine that you and your kids are back in your life.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You want to give them a shout out?
Yeah. What's up, Lance and Brock? I know you're not listening. They're sleeping.
Well, they're going to watch the video
cozily
later.
In their beds.
Shout out, Lance and Brock. What's up, man? Your daddy's doing great. Your daddy's doing awesome. And he does have an epic beard. I can't grow one. I get a full Manchu if I try to grow one.
I grew it myself. Thank you.
Dig it. Yeah, you said I come from the outlaw lifestyle.
Yes,
I'm like,
sir.
Well, you know, that beard would have definitely assisted, but here you are living for good, helping people, changing lives.
Yeah.
That means a lot, man, and it's so cool that to see this, I mean, to hear this story. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, come full circle, you know, parlaying pain and suffering into growth and positive impact for the community.
Yeah, that was my goal. That, you know, everything I put myself through, you know, all the self-inflicted wounds, I mean, I can't let it be for nothing. So I'm using it for something. Yeah. I've got an education now that, you know, you can't buy. Money can't buy. It's not many people have.
That's that experience. Mm-hmm. And that's priceless. I mean, it may have been difficult times, but you learn lessons firsthand that others haven't had the opportunity to learn yet.
Definitely.
And you can, you know, help cut them off at the pass. Hopefully they don't have to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, congrats, man. I mean, this is awesome. How long have you been the director of the organization now?
July will be a year.
Man, that's great. Congratulations. Such a pleasure. Again, we're speaking with Your Haven, the Place of Recovery. Just chatted here with Christopher Martin, the director. And as we joked beforehand, you share a name with a lead singer of a great band, Coldplay. Personally, I thought Parachutes was the best album. All right, let's throw it over to Canton Cook. He is a member of the Harrelson County Response Team, also a community partner with, and Your Haven, the Place of Recovery.
Yes, sir.
Please, sir, tell us a bit about your story, how you connected with Your Haven, and your current position now with the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team.
Okay, thank you. I'm Canton Cook. I had a really good life growing up. My dad was a mailman for Villa Rica, and my mother was a kindergarten teacher. She wound up retiring from Tallapoosa Primary. She took early retirement because at the age of 17, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. It was stage 3, 9 months of chemo, about 6 surgeries. And not going to say that's what caused me to be an addict, but that is what introduced pain pills and opiates into my life. And it was probably about 4 years down the road from that took off in a direction that I was not expecting. I was actually working at the Lion Golf Club in Bremen while it was still open, working on becoming the head golf professional. So I worked my way up from cart boy to in the pro shop, and took my PAT, wound up becoming the assistant pro, was giving lessons, thought I had life role in the exact direction I wanted, but still had an addiction. So it kind of took me on a different path than, you know, not a lot of people go from golf pro to prison, which is, that's the route that I took. But so something that I'm pretty big on, when I started coming to Your Haven, I was very used to going to just in and out of rehabs pretty much for about, it was a 12-year journey altogether, but there was at least 10 years it was just the in and out of rehab. And every time that I would come out, I would do good for a little while, but I always explain coming out of rehab's really like you're on, for one, you're in the rehab and you're with a bunch of like-minded guys and you're all on this high, kind of like taking the football field after a high, like a fiery halftime speech, you know. So but then you leave all those guys, come back.
It's support system all of a sudden.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you come back and real life is there and it hits you. And you just fall back off. But what I didn't do was get hooked up with something like Your Haven, which is, you know, something inside our community that really supports you.
It's a fraternity of support, really. I mean, that's what it feels like.
It is, because you're always longing to get back into your community and feel acceptance for sure. And the route that I was going with, maybe not trying to bash NA or AA here by any means, I'm a huge supporter of the both. But you know how that goes. You meet at a church while the church people aren't there, or you meet in a basement and you leave quickly and you don't talk about it. And at Your Haven, we do something a little different. You know, we have a meeting on Saturdays called All Recovery, and we offer a picture at the end of that if you so choose to be in it. So that gives somebody that's at home looking on social media the option to see someone like me that's been struggling for so long. And they, you know, I've had a bunch of people hit me up and they're like, man, I see you're actually out here doing good. And what it does, it gives the person that's suffering at home a chance to reach out and ask for help, you know. And it's only through talking about it, you know, being open. We're trying to really end the stigma with it, because like I said, I had a really good life and was a golf pro. So basically what we're trying to do is just end the stigma to where, you know, people ask, what is an addict? Well, it's anybody. Addiction does not, you know, it doesn't care about your
Doesn't discriminate at all.
It does not at all. Doesn't care if your grandmother was in the church or your social or economic background. So that's something that I'm very big on, is trying to end that stigma and make it something that's talked about.
Yeah, because stigma just prevents conversation.
Exactly.
And if you can't freely talk about something, then you're never going to fully understand it. I mean, we were just talking before the show, you know, what is unknown is typically the more frightening and the more, you know, anxiety-inducing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things that even now people still, you know, perhaps some of the older generation, it's something that in their time they didn't talk about, mm-hmm. right? Well, that's ridiculous because people suffer in silence. People suffer alone. But having this, the Buddhists call it, the Sangha, the community that can help get you through anything, man. Like, mm-hmm. this is incredibly important.
It is.
And how long has Your Haven been serving the area?
5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. And you are a member of the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team, Canton. So how did that happen?
So Chris and I both got hired together in July, and I was hired on as it was a part-time role just as peer support, and I was working towards getting certified. And the position came open for the Crisis Response Team, and I think that was in December, around early December, and I wound up applying for that. Took that job, but I've been that person that has woke up to police and EMS in my living room before. You know, I've been in that crisis or being 1013, you know, mm-hmm. needing help, but having to get it involuntary.
Sure.
You know, so yeah.
So now it's you standing in the living room to help people.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I tell everybody. Sometimes I'm partnered with a member of the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. She is a great asset to us. It's basically just her and I. Her name's Deputy Paige Atkins. What's up, Paige?
Shout out to Paige Atkins.
Paige.
Yep. She's awesome. She's been doing this probably about 6-7 months longer than I have.
Nice.
Yeah, she was with the first person that was that had the job before I did. But most of the time, people might assume I'm a cop until they kind of look and they're like, "Well, he's wearing Jordan 1 Lowe's and
yeah.
he's got a mullet." I don't, you know,
I don't know if that's him, man.
So, yeah, something's not adding up here. So, but I'm pretty good about hopping in there and being like, "Hey, man, this is the first time I've been on this side of it."
Yeah,
you know, I'm just here to help, coming as a friend, offer some resources. So, yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Your Haven, the place of recovery, doing incredible work for 5 years now. Very pleased to be sitting down with the director of the organization, Christopher Martin, and a fellow member of the organization, as well as member of the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team, Canton Cook, as we chat about their organization. And after this upcoming break, we're going to talk all about their upcoming golf tournament, the Andrew Campbell Memorial Golf Tournament, coming up April 18th. Registration deadline is April 3rd, so don't miss out on that. We're going to take that first commercial break, but we'll continue after a word from Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be, too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd. I am your host, Josh Engel. And this morning's episode of Community Voice with Your Haven, the place of recovery, is currently being live streamed on our WLBB Newstalk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, please feel free to hop in the chat. We're very pleased to already have lots of folks tuning in currently live, and shout out to Jessica Kay, the amazing morning show host on Kiss 102.7, who put our first comment in the chat, recovery is possible, with a heart emoji. You're right, Jessica, and these cats right here are the proof in the pudding, of the pudding, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about this golf tournament. So we were just talking during the break. Now, how long is this? How many times has this tournament happened?
This is our second one.
Okay, this is the second one. So we were just chatting, you know, there was a time when Christopher Martin here and other folks of Your Haven, you know, they were trying to put together this golf tournament. And, you know, how are they going to do this? You know, it's so crazy. Like, yeah, there's so much going on. And then in steps Canton Cook, golf pro, who just got out of prison. And here he is with all that experience and knowledge to inject this event. So the first one, I imagine, was pretty great.
It was.
Awesome. Yeah, it was able to raise a fair amount of funds to help support the...
We did strikingly well, actually, on the first one. It surprised everyone. Oh, I need to turn that off.
It's all right. You're popular, man. People see you on the thing. They want to talk to you.
Yep.
So it was a solid turnout on that first one. Mm-hmm. So this year's going to be bigger and better than ever, I imagine.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it. This is the Andrew Campbell Memorial Golf Tournament coming up April 18th. Teams, I believe, are sold out, actually.
They are.
All right,
correct.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about the event. What can folks expect, and how can folks still participate? Even if the teams, you know, what a blessing. The teams are already sold out. That's great. So let's talk about the event.
Okay. Yeah, so we actually started putting this out, I believe, February, and the team sold out within like 3 or 4 weeks.
Whoa.
And we added it's being held at Tallapoosa Golf Course, Tally Mountain Golf Course, and I was talking to their manager. He let me have 25 teams, which is a lot for 18 holes. But yeah, man, they sold out much faster than I anticipated, which was a great sign. And putting Andrew's name on it in memory of him, you know, that was a new step. It wasn't that last year. His mother actually works on our board, and she has been a rock star as far as just getting up the fundraising and all the raffle, all the stuff that we're raffling off prize-wise. She has been amazing, and I actually played golf with his father most of all my life, Ward. So,
and if you could give folks at home a quick synopsis in case they'd missed a previous episode,
sure,
about who Andrew Campbell was.
All right, I got you. So I've known Andrew since around early 2000s. He was a couple years younger than me. He went to Bremen. I went to Harrelson County, but we've went on a few vacations together even. And Andrew, good athlete. He was well liked in our community, and then he joined the Marines right out of high school, I'm pretty sure. Same thing. Addiction can find anybody anywhere, and he wound up having to get incarcerated, and there's a suicide while he was incarcerated.
Man, poor guy. I mean, because people can't. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of stress and trauma you're seeing overseas.
Absolutely,
serving with the military, particularly the Marines. And I mean, that's so. What a great way to honor. To honor this guy's fight.
Yeah, I feel very blessed to be able to be a part of this for him and his family.
So so his mother is on the board with Your Haven.
She is.
So grateful for her participation. So so this will be the first year that it's named after. You know, it's in his honor.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, maybe tell us a bit more. So there are no longer teams available. What kind of game is it? I don't know much about golf, but I know that...
It's a four-man scramble format.
All right, cool.
It is.
Four-man scramble. So there are no more teams available, but folks can still sponsor the event, which is huge. Because I know that this is going to be an opportunity to get a lot of eyes on your company or organization if you're able to sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I'll let you talk about what the money's going towards as far as what Your Haven's doing to help everybody in the community.
Yeah, it's the money's going towards, you know, we get a small amount of funding from the DBHDD, but most of our impact comes from the community supporters, our community partners. This golf tournament is a big part of that. Since last year, the golf tournament last year, we've logged right at 25,000 interactions in our community.
Man, that's awesome.
We average around 2,000 interactions a month. What that is peer support, family support services. We have a food pantry. When you come into Your Haven, you know, the halt, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. That's when you make horrible decisions. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. we take care of all those things. We have a food pantry. We have a peer room. You know, we're always there with open arms, ready to love on somebody, peer support them. We help these people find jobs, get IDs, returning citizens. We have a reentry program in the jail. We go in Thursdays and Fridays, and we get these people ready to successfully integrate back into the community. Mm-hmm. And not only successfully integrate, but become a productive member of the community, an asset to the community. And that's how we fight stigma. When people see us out doing things like this, or people see us out volunteering in a community, you know, they can see that not only can we recover, but we can be an asset to the community.
It may be hard for your mind, some people's minds to process, but guess what? Like, struggles like that can actually end up being a major benefit to other people that are suffering. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that some folks are very closed-minded with that stigma. They see someone that had been struggling, and they're like, that person's no count. Meanwhile, you got cats that are the director of an organization that's out here saving lives. You got a cat that's out here on the crisis response team showing up to folks who are hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, and helping change their life. I mean, that's a major impact, man. Mm-hmm. That's huge. So it makes me very proud to know that the community steps up and sponsors and like actually supports the work.
Yes. Absolutely.
So this golf tournament, I mean, this would have been, so this is the second time you've had this golf tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, how's the turnout been thus far? Have you had some sponsors, you know, business sponsors or anyone that stepped up and started like trying to support the initiative?
Yes, we have for sure. We've got a lot. I have a lot of hole sponsor signs to put out, but, you know, we're looking for more. For sure, because, you know, every dollar that's going to this, like Chris just mentioned, is going to just better your community, better our town, better our people. You know, everybody likes a good underdog story, and this is what that's going towards.
Excellent.
But so as far as the sponsors go, I'll run through this. We added an in-memory hole sponsor, which is a pretty cool thing I've really never seen done. So anybody that wants to put a loved one that they've lost, they can send it to us. I don't know if
here you go.
Let's see, the email for it
is christopher@yourhavenrecovery.com.
That's correct. Yep, so they can reach out to him on that, and we can, you know, send you the registration form and all that to fill out. Whatever person's name that you want, circle the amount, send the check, or we're able to pay online.
Yeah, we have a PayPal button on our website.
Nice. That's perfect. So if you could just kind of run through the levels of sponsorship.
Yeah, so that in-memory hole sponsor, we decided to do that one at 50. And the hole sponsor sign, that's for any of the businesses, or if you just want to put your name on it, that's a $100 hole sponsor. So the silver sponsor, that's your company logo on a banner. That will more than likely be going everywhere that Yourhaven goes, setting up tables, events, things like that. But it'll definitely be at the golf tournament. And also a whole sponsor. Then you got a gold sponsor. That is a $1,000 sponsor. That is Premier Sign Placement. That's your whole sponsor sign. So we'll make sure to have those in good spots, you know, number 1, number 10, 18, something like that, around the putting green, driving range. And then logo on banner as well. And then you got a platinum sponsor, which is a company logo on all of our marketing. Premier Sign Placement logo on the banner and the whole, is, and I believe as well, social media shout outs too.
Excellent.
Posted on there.
So there's a variety of options available in terms of sponsoring the great work of Yourhaven, the place of recovery, and sponsoring this event. So if folks are interested in sponsoring, they got to reach out to Christopher@yourhavenrecovery.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, yep. Sir.
Please reach out, guys.
Perfect. And I'm telling you, you guys have already done amazing on this program, and we're almost out of time, but I got to tell you, we have had so many comments roll in just the last few minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it must just be about, you know, how, you know, handsome and eloquent you cats must be. Because we already got Megan Turner. Shout out to Megan. She said, the best two people to be friends with. That's high praise.
Yep.
We also got Dan Dixon, who says, we do recover. A couple exclamation marks. Shout out, Dan. And, of course, we got Brandy Gentry Carroll watching the show. Diane Daniel, yeah. My favorite superheroes.
Oh, yes.
Check it out. We got Batman and Superman.
That's my baby doll.
Hey, awesome, awesome. And then Chris Bell, shout out to Chris. He says, gosh, I'm so proud of you both. Glory, in all caps.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Glory be, man. This is quite an accomplishment. All right, time's 8:54. We're going to go ahead and knock out our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up with 2 or 3 minutes with a director of Your Haven, the place of recovery, Christopher Martin, and Canton Cook, Harrelson County Crisis Response Team member and a fellow member of Your Haven, the place of recovery, after a word from our sponsors, Community Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice, about to wrap up our conversation on this Wednesday, April 2nd episode of Community Voice with Your Haven, the place of recovery, currently being live streamed on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So I got to remind folks, please share this Community Voice episode on your social media so you can spread the word about Your Haven, the place of recovery's golf tournament coming up very soon. It's the Andrew Campbell Memorial Golf Tournament. It's going to be on April 18th. There are no more team slots available, but there are sponsorship levels available, which gives you the opportunity to directly support the impact that Your Haven, the place of recovery, is having on the West Georgia area. Maybe West Georgia and East Alabama. I mean, you
know,
mm-hmm. Addiction knows no boundaries. So anybody that's in need of help, clearly you found the guys to reach out to. So we have about 3.5 minutes left. Is there any, I'd love if you guys have any final words to leave folks with. Let's start with Ken.
So I just wanted to, you know, thank everybody that's been listening, and as well, sorry, that's Dad calling.
Shout out to Dad.
Shout out to Dad.
I'll be done with him in just a few minutes.
I really, Chris and I both talked about it a lot. We are just so blessed to be able to turn our dark story into some light for people. And, man, the team at Your Haven and the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team, it is a great team of people that are all got their strengths in all kinds of different ways. So, of course, I'm here for this golf tournament too. If there's anybody out there that would like to reach out on this golf tournament, money's going to a great cause. Just please email Christopher@yourhaven.com.
Excellent. Christopher@yourhavenrecovery.com.
Yes, at yourhavenrecovery.com.
Right, yeah. Perfect. I was wondering if I was going to make
it. You got it.
So, absolutely. I mean, this is your chance. And honestly, enough reason to want to jump out and support the organization beyond the ones we've already mentioned. My man's here is a golf pro. So, if you need any questions, any tips on your swing, I imagine this cat's going to be able to help you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Christopher, any last words for the folks at home?
Most definitely. I'd like to thank everyone for listening out there and everyone that has supported us so far. But we're located at 30 Buckhannon Bypass, where our website is yourhavenrecovery.com. We're on Facebook. You can donate there. But I want to reach out to anybody that's listening. You know, I want to let you know that it's not too late. It's not too late to get your life back. It's not too late to move forward. You've never gone back too far. We're here to help. There's the lived experience at Your Haven between the staff is phenomenal. We've all been locked up. We've all been homeless. You know, I've been to the top and I've been to the bottom and mm-hmm. everywhere in between. There's not a whole lot I haven't seen. So just bring it to me. We'll see what we can do about it.
Man, shout out to Your Haven, the place of recovery, the amazing work that they're doing. Again, thank you, Christopher Martin, director of the organization, and Canton Cook, member and as well as member of the Harrelson County Crisis Response Team. Thank you for the work you guys are doing on the ground, helping turn people's lives around, helping save families, save lives, honestly. Mm-hmm. And again, email Christopher at yourhavenrecovery.com if you would like to sponsor the upcoming Andrew Campbell Memorial Golf Tournament. Don't miss out on this. And the last comment in the chat, all these, we're out of time. Thank you for everyone that commented, and a thank you guys for coming into the show today. We'll see you next time.